Welcome to Under the Sea on the Voice America Kids channel. Get ready to join our aquatic tour as your host takes you to a world that you've never known about, under the sea. Whether you know a lot or a little about marine life, we're sure to have something to interest you. Now, here's your host.
Thank you and welcome to Under the Sea. I'm your host, Jacob Nelson, and today we're gonna go on another trip. It's time to go to the Cayman Islands. Relaxation, a perfect place for diving, and a place for a whole lot more adventure. Now, I'm going to do the same thing like what I did last time. I'll give you the facts, I'll give you the personal stuff, and then I'm going to give you some underwater hotspots. And then, of course, to close the show, we're going to have our fabulous Fish of the Week. Now, for the Cayman Islands, this one I thought would be very, very fun, because the Caymans is so popular. It has very little population, but it is surrounded by very, very famous bodies of water. Now I'm going to tell you only very few of the things that you can do. Beaches. Named one of the ultimate beaches by Caribbean Travel and Life, 7 Mile Beach is the ultimate Caribbean destination and the epitome of an island getaway vacation. Located on the western shore of the Grand Cayman, the 7 Mile Beach is the most well-known beach on the islands. Diving. Snorkeling is Cayman's greatest, easiest adventure and an activity the whole family can enjoy. If you've only fantasized about peeking beneath the sea, there is no safer, gentler, and more exciting place to learn this sport than in Cayman's clear, current-free waters. Water sports. Water is going to be easy to find on your Caribbean vacation. The question is how you spend your time on the water. The Cayman Islands is among the best in the Caribbean and provides as many solutions to that question as you can think of. Want to relax and enjoy the waters? Consider fishing, paddleboarding, or kayaking. But for those other people out there that feel more adventurous, enjoy jet skis, parasailing, and kiteboarding in clear Caribbean waters all year round. If you want to explore the Cayman Islands, in the Cayman Islands there's a good chance your Caribbean island vacation will be over before you run out of things to see and do. One of the best ways to experience the true nature of the islands is by taking a tour, no matter whether your idea of fun is. If it's hiking Grand Cayman's rugged Mastic Trail, or just bird watching on the government Michael Goan Bird Sanctuary, it doesn't matter. You will still have a fabulous time. Shopping. You never have to go far to shop on your Grand Cayman vacation. In addition to the shops in town, there are many small malls which have restaurants, stores, and gift shops. Cayman's is a duty-free Caribbean destination on which many exciting opportunities for you to save on such things as watches, jewelry, and perfume. Wellness. Pamper your body, relax your mind, and soothe your soul on your Caribbean vacation. After a day enjoying all there is to see and do in the Cayman Islands, treat yourself to a little indulgence in one of the many Cayman spas, salons, fitness facility, or gyms. Nightlife. When the sun goes down in the Cayman Islands and the stars come out, it's truly your chance to shine. Dance the night away in a nightclub. Cayman's nightlife includes jazz, folk, rock and roll, reggae, and calypso music. Also, another fun fact for you. Cayman Islands are made up of 3 different islands. The Grand Cayman, Cayman Brock, and Little Cayman. All three of them have very famous things, and they always have little surprises in store for you. The Cayman Islands is located south of Cuba and northwest of Jamaica. They even have their own airlines for it. They have Cayman Airlines. And I promise you, even Your trip to the Cayman Islands on the airplane will not be boring at all. Another thing is that's interesting is that more exotic fish that you see are actually from the Caymans. Because most people that I've asked about, like, seeing, like, crazy fish and exotic fish, they all said Caymans, 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 and more Caymans. Actually, my diving instructor just went there over the summer. He took his wife and their youngest daughter, Emma, on a vacation in the Caymans. And there's actually a picture on their website of them having fun. If you'd like to go on the website of my diving instructor before I forget, it is www.justfordivers.com. Again, www.justfordivers.com. Also, if you have a Facebook account, you can like them on Facebook. They have pictures of their recent dives, and also, they have everything that's coming up. They have monthly things, and also, they have things for children, they have things for young, for older adults. No matter what your age is, you can come on over and have a great time and learn a lot. And also, another famous thing in the Caymans is Stingray City. Probably one of the most popular things in the Caymans. What it is a bunch of snorkelers and divers come together and have a great time in Stingray City. It's a little shallow water, but stingrays are all over the place. You can pet them, you can put them on your arm. Just don't get them mad, they'll sting you. And we don't want that. And another fun thing is that there are many actually wreck diving down there. There are wrecks and wrecks and wrecks and wrecks and wrecks down there. But actually, most people actually said, that they liked snorkeling better than scuba diving, which is, I kind of favor that, but again, I don't. Another fun thing is there are tons and tons and tons and tons of fun things. Like, shopping, I've actually looked online at some of the stores. They have very famous restaurants, like seafood cuisine. It's all different kinds, and really, every person that I know who went there had an excellent, fun time there. I mean, they never were disappointed at all. Not even their plane flight was boring. Usually, all the plane flights I've been on are pretty boring. Well, 2-hour flight seems like an eternity to me. I don't know about you, but if you're going from United States or somewhere near there, it's going to be at least, this is a guess, I'd say at least 12 hours because you have to get out of the continent and you're going to have to go to Jamaica and Cuba. I really don't know where Cuba is. Don't think I'm stupid about my geography. I'm really not that well in geography. But it doesn't matter. It will be an excellent time, I promise you. Even though I haven't been there, my dad's been there, my diving instructor's been there, like I said, he took his family there, and they all absolutely loved it. And I really want to go there and have fun, and I really want to dive there, because I want to see what I can find. Because people are finding things all over the place. Let's take a break. I'm Jacob, and you're listening to Under the Sea.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune in to What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the tech team. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
This is Under the Sea on the Voice America Kids channel. We just came up for a little air, so let's plunge to the depths again and find out more on today's show.
Welcome back to Under the Sea. I'm your host, Jacob, and today we're talking about the Caymans. Now, giving you the facts, let's talk about some personal stuff real quick. The Caymans is actually where my dad went. Well, one of the locations that my dad went. And he really liked it, because as soon as he got off the plane, everyone was really, really friendly to him. He went by himself. He didn't go with a dive buddy or with my mom or anybody. But they had this drink called Cayman Punch that they offer people, and they said it was, and they say it's really, really good. And my dad loved it, and then he did some diving during the day, and he did some diving during the night, and he also got a lot of other new friends there. And he did some water sports as well, and he did some touring while he was there. And he said he absolutely loved it. And also, most of the fish that he told me that he saw was actually in the Caymans. Like I said, he saw a parrotfish in the Caymans. He said he saw a... What else did he see? He saw some other things there. I just can't remember them. I only remember the parrotfish that he told me about. Oh, he told me he was spearfishing there, and he got quite a couple of fish there. And also, one time he was spearfishing, and my dad got this fish, and he was going to put it on his stringer. Then a big old shark comes by, and he wants to fish. He goes, "No, I'm taking it home to my wife. I want it." So he takes his spear, and he pokes the shark in the nose, because that's their sensitive part. That's where all their nerves are. He didn't like that at all, so he had like a somersault thing and tangled his line all the way up that it broke. And all these sharks started coming, and this big old shark started coming. He started swarming them and stuff, and he just punched him in the nose and got the heck out of there. And I don't blame him. I would have done the exact same thing if I were him. I probably would have been scared to death, but I actually really like sharks for some reason. That's probably what I want to do whenever I get a little older, when I'm about 16. I want to see if I can apply at the Downtown Aquarium and see if I can get a job in the shark tanks, because I always liked them whenever I was little. Whenever my dad was working in a construction business, he would take me to the aquarium almost every weekend, and it would be a train ride, and they would take us through to this tunnel. They'd stop, and the lights would come on, and it would be like an aquarium thing, and it would stretch all around the huge tunnel, and they would have just shark after shark. They have like big hammerhead sharks, they have sand tiger sharks, they would have saw sharks. Saw sharks are pretty cool, but they're pretty mean too. There's a saw shark, and its nose is a gigantic saw, and it'll kill its friend with it. And what was also pretty cool was that there would be like a recorded guy speaking, and he'd say like this here is the sawfish. He uses his sharp saw to kill its friend. And I never really could figure out, because every time he said that, the sawfish would actually swim over us so we could see him. And I don't know how he actually did that. I don't know if he was a robot or something, or if he was, or if they have those cues. Guess that some people do at the aquariums. They have like flags that they'll wave at a certain shark, and that shark will know whenever it's feeding time. That particular shark. And I thought that was pretty cool, because they were explaining that whenever I was in sixth grade at the Moody Gardens. And I thought that was a little interesting on how they train those sharks and how to come up at their particular time. But, I'm getting off subject. But like I was saying, at the Caymans, he went down in the coast of the Caymans, and he went night diving, and he saw a big old parrotfish. To me, a parrotfish is pretty much just looks like a large, multicolored goldfish. And the funny thing is, whenever it goes to sleep, it actually lays down on a rock, and he wraps like a little cocoon, or pretty much looks like a bunch of spider webs around himself, and he'll just go to sleep. I thought that was pretty cool, because I don't know how they get the cocoon stuff from. I guess there's like an underwater spider that wraps people, that wraps fish to sleep. And I have no idea, but it was pretty cool, because my dad, he talks about that, and I kind of enjoy listening to him, because usually we talk at night, and he said that's pretty much what he talks about. He talks about the Caymans and what he saw and stuff. Mostly I have to start the conversation, but he'll get pretty involved in it, and I kind of like it, because I kind of like to spend like father and son time. Mother. Where did I get that from? But I thought it was pretty cool to talk with him, and it was really fun. And just kind of the worst part is that my mom can't go diving because she's diabetic, and she kind of had a bad experience with a diving instructor, so she didn't really do anything much, but sometimes I do feel a little sorry for her. And I still think that it's really fun to talk with him about it, because my dad is 56 now, and he doesn't go diving as much. He said, like, last time he did, he went with me in my open water, and he goes, like, God, Dennis, I haven't done this thing in years. And I started laughing and stuff, and I thought it was pretty cool to get underwater with him, and he's probably the best dive buddy I'll probably ever have. I really want to go back diving with him. Like, I want to go diving for real this time. I want to actually see fish this time, and hopefully I will. Just, like I told you on my first show, like, whenever there was blood in my mask and it was coming out of my nose and my ears, that kind of scared me a little bit, but oh, and I still haven't had the doctor check it out yet, but if the doctor checks it out and she says that it's good, I'm getting back in the water, because I really enjoy it. I really enjoy scuba diving, because I never really know what you'll do under the water, and I always really like to see what is under the water, so I've always wanted to see that experience, because always my dad's seen it, and I've seen it on videos, and, you know, I'm really inspired in Finding Nemo. Just, I promise you, I won't take Nemo away. I like clownfish too much. I can't. If I see a clownfish, I'm going to leave him alone, I'm going to say, hi, Nemo, and I'm going to get out of there before I do something bad. I'm just kidding. Yeah, like I was saying, like, mostly the Caymans is probably where you'll see probably the most exotic stuff out there. Because it worked for me for my dad. I don't know if it would work for you somewhere else, but That's just pretty much how my dad saw it mostly. He saw most of his really cool stuff in the Caymans. Saw quite a few sharks and stuff, and I thought that was pretty interesting, seeing all those really cool things. And I thought, and it's really fun to listen to him, he'll have some really crazy stories for me out there, and he will get so excited whenever he talks about it, and I just love it whenever he gets excited, because that's when he gets all fun and stuff, and that's pretty much how my dad, I thought I always liked my dad to be, because I never like it whenever he's sad, because most of the time he can't go diving again, and he sure does like to do it. Let's take a break. I'm Jacob, and you're listening to Under the Sea.
Every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
At 13, you are just starting to become a teenager and are ready to move on to the next phase of your years. The squeals and screams are replaced by slightly less squeals and screams, and you're expected to act a little more grown up. Tune in to Life at 13 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you through ready for what's next. Life at 13, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
This is Under the Sea on the Voice America Kids channel. We just came up for a little air, so let's plunge to the depths again and find out more on today's show.
Welcome back to Under the Sea. I'm your host, Jacob, and today we're talking about the Caymans. Now I've given you the facts, the personal. Now it's time for the diving locations and the hot spots. Like I said earlier, there are three islands that make up the Cayman Islands. Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Little Cayman. I'm going to talk about all three and where the best diving spots are in each island. I'm going to start with Grand Cayman. Stingray City is right near the nearby sandbar and in the North Sound and Grand Cayman and Grand Cayman's most popular snorkeling sites, visited by hundreds of snorkelers each week. And by Cayman Brac, unforgettable Caribbean diving is what attracts most people to its ethereal is land getaway. The newest attraction for Cayman divers is the wreck of the 330-foot MV Captain Keith Tibbetts, a Russian-built Cuban naval frigate, which was sunk off the island's northwest coast in September of 1996. It is already the home of a variety of marine life. There are two other small wrecks off the Brac coast. Little Cayman. Despite the name Little Cayman, it's actually not so little. And also, very attractive. Despite the name, there is a vast underwater world to behold off these shores, especially on famous Bloody Bay Wall. The name might sound bad, but don't worry. There's no blood in there. No one's died in there. Well, hopefully. And Bloody Bay Wall and Jackson Point. Bloody Bay Marine Park is one of the world's truly legendary, legendary dive sites. The sheer coral wall begins at 20 feet and plunges all the way down to 6,000 feet. Colorful coral gardens, wavering sea plums, and exotic tropical fish thrive among more than 50 unique dive sites for the best of Cayman diving. Also, if you would like to email the show, send it to voiceamericakids@yahoo.com. Make sure you mention my name, Jacob Nelson, and mention the show, Under the Sea. Share some of your thoughts or ask a question, and we will try to answer it on the air. So remember, if you email me or if you email my show, you will probably have one of your questions up and sent on air. So, like I said, I mean, really, you can't really be bored out of that. I mean, I want to get my dive gear and, like, get on a plane, like, right now. Like, I'll move past the flight attendants. I mean, I'm getting on that plane. And I'm going to go there. Trust me on that. And another thing was that the shipwreck was actually very famous. They talked about it, I mean, a lot. I mean, a lot of times. And I thought that was really, really interesting because I didn't know that it was that famous. And, well, again, the Cayman Islands is not very far from Cuba, so I bet there are probably some Cuban divers that probably try to find it, and I bet they have. And I bet that would be a lot of fun because I've never really seen any shipwrecks, but, well, again, there's bunches of diving. There's wreck diving, reef diving, coral diving. Like my dad, whenever he went for his underwater naturalist sea card, he had to learn about, you know, all the fish and all the coral and all the reefs and all the different kinds of plants underwater and all the different kinds of animals and sea urchins and all those different things. And I thought that was a lot of fun. I thought that was really cool. And what was also really cool was that I believe my dad went to all three, or he probably just went to just one part of the Caymans, because even though the Caymans look pretty small, it's huge. I mean, those three islands are big, and they're huge. And I really don't know how you can get from island to island. I don't know if you have to swim there or the plane will take you there, because I don't know exactly how far away they are from each other. But I hope they're nearby, because I don't want to go very far to go see the other one. And remember, you're listening to Under the Sea on Voice America Kids. I'm Jacob, and today we are talking about the Caymans. And also, what I really love about this is that my diving instructor went there, like I've said, but I also want to find out what part of the Caymans he went to. I don't know if he explored all the Caymans or if he just explored one part, because I bet he went to Stingray City, because I bet their little daughter, Emma, might have. I have wanted to go there. Oh, I don't doubt it at all, because I know her pretty well. I've known her for a good 7 years, and she's really fun and stuff, and she really likes underwater creatures, and God bless her heart. She should be like a veterinarian or something. Yeah, but She really likes other animals. Like, she likes to go visit like different animals and go see other people. And yeah, I've seen pictures of her dad training her, and she had a blast. I mean, all you saw was a little smile on her little face. And that's what she loves to do. She loves to go diving with her dad, and I don't blame her. I think she's really lucky because her dad's a diving instructor. She's probably gonna be like an instructor one day, and all. And I bet she will be one day. Cause I know her pretty well, and she likes to go diving. But I remember my first day diving, and it was really fun. We learned how to clear our snorkels and stuff first, and we got our scuba tanks on, and it was a whole lot of fun. I mean, I really enjoyed it. And if you want to get interested in scuba diving again, my instructor's name is Dennis Bollinger. You can contact him on his website. His website is www.justfordivers.com. You can get all the people that he works with, you can contact them, and also you can like them on Facebook. Let's take a break. I'm Jacob, and you're listening to Under the Sea.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Join us every week for the Paper Hope Street Team. None of our topics are off the table. This is a program that you can listen to and discuss with your family. From the pages of the Paper Hope blog to the internet radio airwaves, we'll talk about the topics you want to talk about, such as friendship and relationships, or some more controversial issues about sex, drugs, and underage drinking. Join the Paper Hope Street Team live every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. Let's talk soon.
This is Under the Sea on the Voice America Kids channel. We just came up for a little air, so let's plunge to the depths again and find out more on today's show.
Welcome back to Under the Sea. I'm your host, Jacob Nelson, and now it's time for the fish of the week. Forget the Jewfish, forget the barracudas. Today we're talking about sharks, baby, and not just sharks, great white sharks. The great white shark is the most popular and deadliest shark in the ocean. It's not the biggest shark, actually. Most people say that it is actually the biggest shark. It's really not. The biggest shark that is in the ocean is the whale shark. And we will talk about him soon. And it's the deadliest shark in the ocean, though. If you like to watch movies like I do, you have seen great whites on these feature movies, such as Jaws, Jaws 2, Jaws Revenge, Shark Attack, and Shark Attack 2. And of course, if you've seen this movie based on a true story, Soul Surfer, about the surfer who was bit by a great white shark and lost her arm and could still continue to surf. These sharks are a robust torpedo-shaped, conical-snouted with a normal assortment of dorsal, anal, and paired fins. Unlike most sharks, but like other mackerel sharks, the upper and lower lobes of its tail are almost equal in size. This indicates that it swims constantly because it must swim for it to breathe, and sometimes rapidly. The great whites live in water over continental shelves. They also live near island coasts and reefs. It is most common in coastal areas, usually near rocky reefs, and is rarely seen near coral reefs. They are found near shore around most of the temperate coastlines around the world. They don't like the water hot, or they don't like the water cold. They like it in warm temperate waters. They have been found along the coastlines of California and all the way to Alaska, the east coast of the U.S., and most of the Gulf Coast, Hawaii, South America, South Africa, Australia, except for the North Coast, Japan, the Mediterranean Sea, New Zealand, West Africa, to Scandinavia, eastern coastline of China, in southern Russia. In actually the fall, some female great whites migrate to warmer waters to actually give birth. And I really actually love sharks. I mean, I'm not scared of them really, because actually that was my uncle's job a long time ago. I don't know if he had a great white thing, but his job was he worked for the downtown aquarium and he had to clean the shark tank also feed the sharks. And he absolutely loved it. And I kind of wanted to do it too. There was actually a video of this scuba diver guy. And he was swimming, and all of a sudden, he just saw this big old great white shark just swimming along, minding his own business. And most people tell me that they're really, really scared of sharks. And most of the time, if a shark just sees you, they'll just leave. I mean, they don't really want to attack you. Like, if they act, like, it's very seldom that you will see a shark attack, or a shark attack will actually happen. But whenever there is a shark attack, usually, like, they'll, like, it's usually people playing around on their birth land, like where they give birth, and also to where the prey is, like sea lions and other different animals that they feast on. And mostly they'll think, usually a shark will stop attacking you whenever there's been a mistake, whenever it's a mistake that they think you're a part of their prey. But if they stop, they realize, whoops, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to attack you, I thought you were a sea lion. Which, that's kind of dumb. But sharks come in many, 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 many different types of sharks. I mean, hundreds of different sharks. And I wanted to do a shark this time, and I couldn't really decide. I mean, I had black tip sharks, sand tiger sharks, leopard sharks, zebra sharks, different kind of saw sharks, bull sharks, hammerhead sharks, many, 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 many different types of sharks. And I think sharks are just amazing creatures. They're very, very, how should I put it? They're very, very amusing to me. I think, like, the way they behave and the way that they act upon people. And I saw you can also get in a cage, and it'll be like regulators and tanks and stuff, and you'll go underwater in a shark tank, and you'll go pretty down beneath there, and there'll be a bunch of great white sharks swimming around you and stuff. And I would really love to do that. I really want to pet a shark one day, just friendly. Because actually I saw something that was pretty funny, was that they were standing on the bottom of a shark tank, I think. There were just sharks all over. And the shark decides, he goes underneath them, decides he wants to get a little nibble of them. And then he opens his mouth, and actually they open their mouth really slowly. Like, he'll, like, he takes, like, 4 seconds, he's like, 1, 2, 3, chunk. And, like, the diver felt the shark, like, felt his teeth on him, so he just moved. And I thought that was pretty funny. And there was actually a news story about a shark tried to attack him, and, like, tried to attack this 14-year-old. I believe his name was Jeremy. I don't remember his name. And he was a black belt in karate, and he fought the shark off. And I thought that was really, really cool, and he made a full recovery. And that's, again, I'd like to give a shout out to that child, saying that I'm really glad that you're safe, and I'm just glad that he only bit your ankle or something, because it could have been a lot worse. I'm just glad that you're still alive and with us. And again, we ask God to keep him safe, and I hope that one day he will be able to go back in the water and not be able to get bitten by any sharks. Because whenever I really found that out, because sharks are all the way around. I've seen sharks I haven't seen them, but my dad's told me this, that they're actually in Galveston, where a lot of people go swimming, and really they're right up on shore. So there are a lot of surfers out there, and I just hope that there's, like, not any limbs or anything that are in the water. Because the shark nose is so good. He can smell a little drop of blood 100 liters away. That's a long way down. And there was this adult that I saw, this diver, and he didn't know that he was in the Kahi was in the mouth of a shark until it shook him sideways. There was just blood coming out, and I'm so glad that he's still safe, and I hope it. And I don't know if you've gotten back to diving it, but if you have, congratulations. But if not, I really hope that you'll go back there, and I'm so glad that you're still safe. Because if that was me, I'd probably be very, very scared, but I saw how you kept yourself calm, which was a very key element on pretty much why you're still alive today. But still, if I was to meet a great white shark, it would be amazing. Well, that's if he didn't try to eat me. Well, that's pretty much with everyone. Who wants to get eaten, right? Because I know I don't. And now it was a... I really want to work there whenever I'm 16, because that's whenever I can apply for the aquarium, because I always liked the sharks whenever I was younger. And I was, well, again, whenever I was younger, I thought I would get attacked a lot. But good news is I overcome that fear, and my dream is actually to see a shark with my own eyes, because I think sharks are really, really, really cool animals. They're just the way they behave, their gills, and how their babies are like right underneath them. And I thought that was pretty cool too, on how they interact. And really, sharks, like I said, they're unbelievable creatures. They can live to almost about 100 years. And I believe great white sharks, they're always in salt water. And like I said, at first I always thought they were in cold water. I liked a lot of cold water. But really, they didn't. And that was another cool fact that I wanted to learn. And that's why usually I wrote 6 pages before I did this radio show. And if it wasn't, if I didn't sit down and do those 6 pages, I would be completely lost. And that's why, if you want to do a radio show or something, take notes, do research, get prepared before you do it. Just saying. I want to thank all those scuba divers out there for listening, and thank you so much for joining us. You have been listening to Under the Sea. I'm your host, Jacob Nelson. This show is produced live by KidStart at Clifton Middle School in Houston, Texas, for the Voice America Kids Radio Network. Thanks for listening, and we will be back with you again next week.
All ashore, who's going ashore?
Thanks for joining us this week for Under the Sea. As always, we'll be back next Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So don't be late or you'll miss the boat. Of course, you can always float along by listening on demand. We'll talk again next week.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Bookworm, and now from the KidStart Album of the Month, here's Mr. Saxophone, Dave Farther, with Hugs and Kisses.
First you take your arms, open them wide, big enough to put an elephant inside. Then you wrap them up tight around somebody you love. Give them big hugs and kisses. Take your little tiny hands, when they're far apart, you gotta make room for that great big heart. Then you wrap them up tight around somebody you love. Give them all some hugs and kisses. It's hard to catch a ball when you're oh so small. Your little bitty arms, hard to do anything at all. But they're great for hugs. You got hugs to spare. We hug like bears, and bears love to share. So take those arms, open them wide. Big enough to put a rhinoceros inside. And you wrap them up tight around somebody you love. Give them all some hugs and kisses.
your little bitty arms, hard to do anything at all. But they're great for hugs, you got hugs to spare. We hug like bears, and bears love to share. So take those arms, open them wide, big enough to put a hippopotamus inside. And then you wrap them up tight around somebody you love. Give them all some hugs and kisses. Give them big hugs and kisses. Give them all some hugs and kisses.
That was Dave Farber, Mr. Saxophone, from the Kidstar Album of the Month. Check it out on our website, kidstar.org.